This is my first trip, and brother with me, I guess we've been a month trying to get over here, I guess, haven't we? And we've had funerals and this and that, and has kind of gotten away, but nevertheless, the Lord's blessed us to have a safe trip here, and I've already felt love. I've already got paid for my journey being here, and just shaking your hand and feeling the love and the warmth that God has placed in our hearts. The Bible says that we know we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. And that love has been made manifested here this evening. And I think Brother Bailey's been tucked to the water since the last time I've seen him. And I'm glad to hear that, glad to know that. And when the news came to our house about that, I was glad to hear that. And I want to say something else. I know that a couple of months back, my daughter had surgery. She was told that, just let that baby sing. That's a pretty song.
Amen.
Jesus loves me. My daughter was told that they were 99% sure that she had cancer, and all the churches prayed, and the pathologist in Lexington could not confirm that. They sent it to the Mayo Clinic, and they could not confirm that it was cancer. And we thank God, and I thank God on behalf of her that you all, for your prayers, for your support, and there's power in prayer, and when everything else fails, prayer, it'll work. There's a brother over in our church sings a little song. It's amazing what a prayer can do, and it really is amazing what a prayer can do. And the greatest prayer I ever prayed was, "Lord, have mercy on my sin." That was the greatest prayer that I ever prayed, and I believe that He did. And I love the Lord. I love His ways, and I'm scared to death. And I don't want you to sit back and look up here and say, "Now show me what you got," because I just don't have it. I just don't got it. And it has to come from God right down out of heaven. And there has to be a change in our heart and in our mind in order to preach the gospel. The Bible says a carnal mind is not subject to the laws of God, and neither indeed can be. They are spiritually discerned. And it takes the Spirit of God to preach a man, and I love to preach the Spirit, preach the gospel when I can feel the power of God, and that's what the gospel is. It's the power of God, and I can tell it, and you can tell it, and everybody can tell it, and God knows it. And so I hope that you'll pray that God would just lead me out for just a few minutes, and I'll try to hurry and get out of the way. And I thank God for the love of God, that God is so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And we hear that all the time, but just how great that is, Brother Elwood, that God loved me so much that He gave the best He had that I could have eternal life. And you know, the Bible says, "By my loving kindness have I drawn thee." And I believe that that's how that I became to be a part of the old church, is because of the loving kindness that people shown me. And that was God revealing Himself through somebody toward me. I believe that's the way God works. And when He borns us of love, and we've got the love of God in our life, then that ought to reflect out to somebody else and shine on someone else. And I believe the Lord, by my loving kindness have I drawn thee. And the Bible says that there was the goodness of God that led us to repentance. And I'm glad for that goodness of God, Brother Elwood. I had to follow that. He led, and I had to follow that, and He led me to repentance. And when He led me to repentance, the Bible says, "I'm glad, therefore, for the mercy of God." The Bible says it was not by works of righteousness which we done that we were saved, but it's by the washing of regeneration, by the renewing of the Holy Ghost, and by being made white in the blood of the Lamb. The Bible says we were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver or gold, or from the vain conversations received after the traditions of our fathers, but it was by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. And I'm glad for the mercy of God. The Bible says But we're saved by grace. I'm glad for the grace of God. For it was by grace through faith that we are saved. The Bible says it was not of works, lest any man should boast. But it is a gift of God. And I'm glad for the faith that He dealt to every man and to every woman. That means He gave us a tool to work with. And when He gave us a faith, He gave us a choice that we could use with this faith. And when we put that faith to work, then it made us a doer. And if you, He said, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven, but it's the doer. Only doers, Brother Elwood, are going to heaven. If you're not a doer, you'll never get there. Folks, people can say what they want, but you got to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. And if you be a doer, then you will follow the Lord, and you'll be just like Moses, Abraham, and all the rest. Even old Moses, the Bible says, when God told him to go down to Egypt and tell the children of Israel, he'd heard their cries, and he'd seen their tears, and told them, said, I'm going to bring you out of that land to a good land, to a land where there would that flows with milk and honey. The Bible says that God Almighty, He led them out by a strong hand. They'd have never got out of there had they not followed Moses. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And He led them out. And He also led them out through the Red Sea. But they'd have never got across had they not followed. He led them across the Jordan River, but they'd have never gotten across if they did not follow the Lord. We read in the Bible, even Abraham. The Lord said, Abraham, I want you to get up. And I want you to go into a place that he'd never been before. The Bible says he never even staggered at the promises of God through unbelief. But he got up and he began to go. God led and he followed. And the Bible says he was persuaded that what God had promised, God was also able to perform. And therefore, what happened to him, it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And what was he called? He was called a friend of God, because he followed God. Yes. God led him. And then along Abraham, a voice come to him one day. He had a little son. The Lord said to Sarah, are you going to have a son? And by faith she received strength. The Bible says it conceived. And she bore this little son. And they called this little son's name Isaac. And one day, the Lord said, Abraham, I want you to take your only son, thine only son, up into a mountain that I'll tell you. Abraham again never staggered at the promises of God. He said, I want you to offer him there for a sacrifice. Folks, that was a hard thing to deal with. That was a hard decision to make. But nevertheless, Abraham let God lead him. The servants were with him. And looked afar off about 2 days later, and there's a mountain.
Yes,
and right up it they went. But God provided a sacrifice. Because Abraham followed the Lord. The Lord led him, and he followed him one day when that little boy got older. And old Abraham, about time for him to die, called in his servant one day. He said, I want you to put your head under my thigh. And I want you to swear that you want to let my son Isaac take to himself a wife of the Canaanites. I want you to swear that. And he said, what if I go down to your kindred? He said, take, get him a wife from my kindred. And that little servant said, well, why, if I go down there and she won't come, what will I do? He said, well, you'll be free from ye oath. And so he went down and he took 10 camels with him and provision with him. And on the way down there, when he came outside of the gate of the city, he had those camels to kneel right down upon their knees. And he began to pray, Lord, he said, bid me, the Abraham's servant, my master, bid me good speed, that I might find my master's son a wife. And Lord, let this be a sign. He said, Lord, when she comes to get water, it was even the time when the women would come to draw water. Let her give me a drink. I ask her for a drink of water. Let her give me a drink and then let her ask me. Let me water you camel also. And you know what the Bible says while the words were still right in his mouth, Brother Junior. Hey, here comes a little virgin woman, a fair little woman, beautiful little woman to look upon by the name of Rebecca. And the Bible said that old man, when she dipped her pitcher into water, he said, give me a drink. She said, here, drink and drink, drink till you're full. That's where God is, ain't he? Brother Elwood. And the Bible says when she gave him a drink, she said, I'll water you camel also. Bless the name of the Lord. Don't you know, Brother Junior, that old brother, he got happy, didn't he? And you know what he said? He said, I'm big in the way. Where did the Lord lead me? Right to the house of my master's brother. You got to follow the Lord if you're going to get anywhere. I'm glad that David, old Jacob, the Bible says he grew up. And one night that little boy went to sleep out on a stone. And all of a sudden he saw a ladder. Went from the bottom, from the earth to the top, to the heavens. And he said he saw the angels of God ascending, up and down that ladder. But he saw something more special than that. He said, I saw the Lord standing at the top of that. And my goodness, what Jesus, what the Lord told him there, Brother Junior, of what all he was going to do for him. And that same man, one night, the Bible says, was traveling there, appeared an angel. And he began to wrestle with him. And the Bible said he wouldn't let that angel go. And that angel reached down and touched the hollow of his thigh. And you know what? That man never did walk the same after that. And when the Lord touched me, Brother Wood, I never walked the same either. I walked differently since God come into my life. And that angel said, the day's breaking. He said, let me go. But oh, he said, I'll not let you go until you bless me. What is your name? My name's Jacob. You're going to be called Israel.
Yeah, amen.
He got a blessing, didn't he?
Yes, he did, Brother Danny.
And the Bible says that the Lord found him, found Jacob. That's where he found us all, in a waste-hounded wilderness, didn't he? And what did the Lord do? The Bible says he led him about. I guess Jacob must have followed, mustn't he?
He had to. He led him about.
He led him about and he instructed him. And he kept him as the apple of his eye. My goodness, I'm glad that the goodness of God led me. And I'm glad that I followed. I'm so glad that I followed. I read it in the Bible. I'm almost through now. Don't get aggravated with me. I'm just about through. I love the Lord. I love to talk about his ways. I love his instructions. I love his counsel. I love everything about God. Everything is good about God. And I read in the Bible where Jesus one time was walking out in this little city, and here was a blind man that couldn't see, and Jesus just took him over, took him by the hand and just led him outside the city. And sometimes we wonder, why did God do this and why did God do that? And I think he wants us to ask those questions and ponder in our hearts and meditate on these things. But when he got him outside, the Bible says Jesus spit on his eyes. I guess that'd be pretty hard for a lot of us. There did not nobody spit in my face. But Jesus spit on his eyes. This was the Son of God, Brother Elwood.
Lord, help him, God.
And the Bible says he asked that man, he said, what do you see? He said, I see men as trees.
What he said.
And then Jesus touched him again. He said, now what do you see? He said, I see more clearly. I see more clearly. You know, the longer I stay in this family, the more clearly I get to see. I tell people, when I first got into church, heaven seemed like it was a long way off. Just a little pinhead, just a little dot. But what years I've been in this church and this battle, Brother Elwood, that little pinhead has got to be a bigger light. You know what that means, Brother Bailey? I'm just getting closer home, ain't it, Brother Bailey? And then you read in the book of Revelation, when John saw that number that no man could number, right? There's a praising God, and then he saw the elders and the four beasts around about the throne, and they was all praising God. He said, who are these? These are who come up through great tribulation, had their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. And on down below that it says that he that sat upon the throne said, I'm going to be their God. And they're going to be my people. The sun's not going, nor the heat, nor the light is going to hit. The heat's going to light upon them. He's going to be the light of that city. And he said, they'll never hunger no more. They'll never thirst no more. And he said, and I will lead them by the fountains of living water. I think I've been led by the fountain of living water. And I love the living water. I love God. I love what he's done. And I love this church. And in my closing remarks, I want to say this. I say a lot of you I've never seen before. Some of you have. But I feel like we're all in the family of God. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. By the one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body. God's got a good church, and it's a perfect church. And it's going somewhere, Brother Elwood. We got a promise of going somewhere. And I don't want to get in front of nobody. This is what I tell people over home. Just let me travel along behind you, and I want to be like Ruth was with Naomi, and treat me not to leave thee, nor from falling after thee. Where you go, I want to go. I want your people to be my people. And where you lodge, that's where I want to lodge. But I want your God to be my God. And where you die, that's where I want to die. And where you buried, that's where I want to be buried. And in the morning, when the trump of God shall sound, Brother Elwood, I want to get up with you. And I want to go to heaven with you. Where we can spend eternity praising and singing and shouting the praises of God forever and ever and ever. And give him praise that he deserves.
He deserves it all.
God bless you. I hope I haven't took too much time.